Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
All this week, WBUR's Bostonomics team is examining what the jobs of the future will look like and what skills people will need to fill those jobs. It's a very big question, and it's got some very interesting answers. WBUR's Bostonomics reporter Zininger Enwemeka joins us now to talk about the series. Hi there, Zininger.
Hey, Meghna.
So this is really exciting because you dug through all the data, for example, from the Massachusetts Office of Labor and Workforce Development. And given that, let's first start off with Massachusetts. Where is the state expected to see the biggest growth in jobs?
Yeah, so the data here clearly shows that in terms of jobs, the future is all about healthcare and computers. And I should note that the data that we looked at includes long-term projections over a 10-year period. So the latest is for 2014 to 2024. So that's what we're looking at here. And we could start with computers. So almost every computer and math-related job is expected to grow in Massachusetts. So think about your web developers, statisticians. The only exception is computer programmers.
Because they'll be programming themselves, practically.
I guess so, yeah, pretty much. And healthcare. Healthcare, we see huge gains across every occupation, from surgeons to home health aides. And home health aides are really leading the growth in that industry.
Okay, interesting. So healthcare, huge industry, huge field, especially here in Massachusetts. But on the home health aide part of things, maybe on the one hand, it's great news that there's a large growth projected there, but it's not a super high-paying job.
Yeah, that's right. It's not a super high-paying job. And this is one of the issues that we look at. Our colleague Rachel Zimmerman is doing a couple stories that you'll hear this week around home health aides. And one of her stories really looks at the workforce, which is mostly women, immigrants, and as you said, very low-paying. So it's really a fragmented industry. And she spoke with one home health aide, Yemily John Luis, and about her work. She works for this 102-year-old Leroy Newberg, 11 hours a day, 4 days a week.
I do everything for Leroy. I'm his caregiver. I'm his housekeeper. I am his psychiatrist. I'm his reader, I guess. Yeah, I do everything for him.
Yeah. So again, it's hard to find people to fill these jobs. And like I said, it's a fragmented industry. MIT economist Paul Osterman says that if nothing is done here to address some of the issues in this industry, we could see a shortage of at least 350,000 paid caregivers by 2040.
Wow. Okay. So on the one hand, the future of work in Massachusetts means a big growth in some sectors. But what jobs are likely to shrink?
Yeah. So we're seeing big declines in work that's more routine and repetitive. So think about your sort of office and administrative roles. So bookkeeping, accounting clerks. We're also seeing declines in fast food cooks, dishwashers, mail carriers, tellers. Many of these jobs that we see declines, many of the jobs that are shrinking are also ones that are easily automated. This is something that our colleague Asma Khalid will be looking at. Automation and artificial intelligence, both in blue collar work as well as in white collar work. One person that she spoke with is Josh Weissman, who runs a furniture manufacturing company in Fitchburg.
Trying to find people that want to do this type of work is very, very challenging. You know, when we put a job ad out there, we're lucky if we put an ad out there, if we get 5 or 6 responses.
Okay, interesting. Although, you know, you mentioned postal carriers. I really like my postal carrier. He's really nice. But so manufacturing, though, obviously a very important group of jobs there, also changing. But I've been hearing, especially in Massachusetts, that they actually need more high-skilled workers.
Yeah, so this is really interesting. So the jobs that we see declining at the fastest rate are mostly in manufacturing. But you know, even though technology is disrupting manufacturing, it's also changing it. So, for example, we see machinists. There's actually a growing need for machinists. This is something that our colleague Bruce Gellerman is going to dive into at the end of this week. So while technology is really impacting this profession negatively, it's also creating a need for more highly skilled workers in manufacturing.
Interesting. So a real shift there. Okay, so then, I mean, this is a huge issue, the future of work, but what are the biggest challenges to come because of these changes?
Yeah, so yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, there are some big picture challenges here. And what's interesting is when you look at the data, it really gives you a clear picture of job growth and job loss, but it also paints a really interesting picture, Meghna, of the jobs, or excuse me, of the skills that we need in the future. So a lot of technical skills, as I mentioned earlier, computer and math, but also a need for soft skills and personal skills when you think about some of the needs that we're going to see in healthcare. The challenge here is that there's really a mismatch between the skills in our workforce and the jobs that are out there. It's this thing, this idea of the skills gap. That's something that I'm going to be exploring this week in a story where I look specifically at an organization that's trying to train people to help close that gap.
Oh, interesting. And I'm education obsessed, so it makes me also wonder if we're educating kids in the right way for these future jobs and to close that gap. Maybe that's for a future story. Okay. But also in the there's also a kind of a fundamental shift in how we work and who we work for, right? I'm thinking about the gig economy.
Absolutely. The gig economy is booming. More and more people are turning away from traditional 9-to-5 jobs, and they're doing more contract and freelance work. So this raises some questions about our labor market. I spoke with Diane Mulcahy, who teaches at Babson College and has written a book on the gig economy.
It's actually pretty risky to have a full-time job. And the reason is there is no longer any job security, any meaningful sense of job security.
Yeah. So here we're talking about people are working in different ways. And so we need to rethink our labor market and the structure to give people benefits and make sure that we have laws and policies that support this type of work.
Exactly. Because benefits are traditionally tied to full-time employment.
Absolutely.
Right. So you have so much data. There's a lot of data in this series and you put it all online. So how can people use it?
Yeah. So if you go online, WBUR.org, we have several graphics, including a big interactive feature. And hopefully this conversation hasn't scared you. But if you are curious about what your job is going to look like, you can click on different jobs to see gains and losses, as well as salary information and details about occupations.
Oh, terrific. So Zanindra Enwemeka covers tech and culture as part of WBUR's Bostonomics team. And you can hear her and the entire team's reporting on the future of work all this week on the air, 90.9 WBUR, or online. As Zanindra said, all that data at WBUR.org. Zanindra, thank you so much.
Thanks, Meghna. Happy to do it.